Some athletes win for personal glory, but some very few run with an entire nation behind them, not on their shoulders, in their soul. Usain Bolt didn't just carry a baton, he carried Jamaica. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Carrying Jamaica, the Soul Behind the Stride. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. From the first time he stepped onto the track in green, gold, and black, the message was clear. He wasn't just a sprinter. He was a flag moving at 27 miles per hour, a living anthem, a national rhythm turned flesh. And when he ran, it wasn't just for the finish line. It was for every Jamaican who never stopped believing in magic. Jamaica is a land of contradictions. Small but mighty, laid back yet intense, blessed with natural beauty and burdened with generational scars, Bolt embodied all of it. He wasn't polished in the way the world sometimes demanded. He spoke in patois, wore his chain, moved with swagger, and he never apologized for where he came from. Why should he? Jamaica raised him right. When he won, Jamaicans didn't just cheer. They erupted. Bars shut down. People ran into the streets. Old women screamed in tongues. Young boys mimicked his stride on dusty roads. Because for those few seconds, they weren't watching history. They were history. Every time Bolt lined up, it was more than a race. It was a statement that greatness doesn't come from privilege. It comes from soil, from sound, from island sweat. He once said, "Other countries have oil, diamonds, money. We have speed." And no one argued, because Bolt turned sprinting into a Jamaican export. Like reggae, like rum, like rebellion. Think about this. How many nations in the world could claim they produce the fastest human alive? One, a country of under 3 million people. And not just once, but repeatedly. It wasn't luck. It was culture. Jamaica breeds sprinters the way Brazil breeds footballers. From primary school sprints to champs to the Olympics, it's all connected. And Bolt, he was the highest note of that national song. But here's what made him different. He didn't just take the fame and run. He gave back. He funded training camps, donated to schools, spoke about poverty and education, elevated every Jamaican teammate who stood beside him. Because Bolt knew, if he rose alone, the story wouldn't last. If he lifted others, the legacy would echo. He wasn't interested in being the only star. He wanted to prove that Jamaica was a galaxy. So when they hung medals around his neck, they didn't just honor a man. They honored a people. The hustlers. The dreamers. The ones who grew up hearing that small islands don't make giants. He changed that narrative. He ran through it. And when he struck that pose, arms to the sky, knees slightly bent, it wasn't just a celebration. It was a signature. This is who I am. This is where I'm from. And this is why I run.